Hi.
Say hi.
Hi, good morning, guys. Okay, who's been to the mountain before? Okay, well, guess what? We're going to play the Good Morning song. Okay, so for those of you who haven't been, we're going to teach you the chorus. So we're going to start out by playing the whole thing, and then we're going to teach you line by line. I'm slowing down. Then we're going to teach you line by line. Okay, ready? This is my beautiful Sunday. So the first line is like, this is my beautiful Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
This is my beautiful Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
This is my what a beautiful day.
This is my what a beautiful day.
When you say that you love me, I love you.
When you say that you love me, I love you.
This is my, what a beautiful day. Okay.
Good morning and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Community of Charlotte. My name is Allie Whitfield and my pronouns are she, her, and I've been coming to this church ever since I was two. Today is a special service because it will be led by middle schoolers who attend this church. Our topic is a young person's outlook on the world. I hope you learned something from us today and support the world we want to build. Please rise in body or spirit for opening hymn, Building Bridges.
Thank you.
light this chalice to celebrate the flame of faith in each of us, to honor the light we bring into this world, and to rejoice in the community we create together.
Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Community of Charlotte. My name is Megan Van Fleet, and my pronouns are she, her. We're happy you're with us today in this room or joining us remotely, and we offer a special greeting to newcomers, both in person and virtual. Our members would like to greet you who are in the room today following the service. So if you're visiting, please raise your hand and keep it up. Members, take notice of guests seated near you and invite them for coffee and conversation when the service ends. If you're visiting by way of live stream or viewing an archived version of this service, we'd like to connect with you as well. I encourage you to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green. You can email her at kelly@uucharlotte.org. Should it enhance your experience of future services, we offer large print orders of service, personal hearing assistance devices, and have an elevator available as well. There is also a hearing loop in our alternate worship space, which is the Bernstein Room downstairs. Welcome to each of you, visitor and member alike. I am one of the middle school advisors this year. The other advisors on our team are Camilla Mazzotta, Doug Morrison, and Kenna Powell, who could not be with us today. Though all of us have previous teaching and advising experience at the UUCC or at other congregations, we were each new to the middle school scene. This year could have gone any which way, but we hit the jackpot with this kind group of engaged, curious, and hilarious youth. Each of them shines bright, but together they're a beacon of hope for me in the world. This year they've truly bonded as a group and are committed to showing up, not just for the fun youth group activity adventures on Fridays, where we've done escape rooms and service projects and went to the pumpkin patch, but also bright and early on Sunday mornings for class time together. As advisors, we want to thank each of you for all the hard work that's come into this service and for the courage that it takes to tell your stories, to share your art, to play your music, or speak in front of the congregation. As we can see, it's really hard. I hope you will each join me in expressing our gratitude for their contributions following the service.
That made me cry like that, Megan. Okay, where's my kid? Hi, I'm back. My name is Stinky, and I use they, them pronouns, and I've been coming here since I was 4. Today, I'm gonna give you a crash course on gender. Okay, so gender does still matter and it still exists, but you aren't stuck in the sex your doctor put on your birth certificate, or your gender assignment. I'm slowing down. Okay. gender equality isn't about erasing gender, it's about like defining yourself and also, just wanna put that out. Okay, so. You might still use the term biological sex, but it's better to use the terms female assigned at birth or male assigned at birth. It's just more respectful. Okay, anyways, so gender is what you define yourself by, and not defined as in that's your whole personality. Although it's normal to talk about it a lot if you're experimenting, or if you finally found what truly sounds right for yourself and you're proud of it. But define as in the Google definition of the male sex or the female sex. This is especially important when considered with reference to social and cultural differences rather than biological ones or one of a range of other identities that do not correspond to established ideas of male and female. The first part is a little outdated, but the second part, which I assume was added later on, pretty much gets it. And we, Gen Z, the millennials, basically everyone, have been super open to expressing themselves through gender. We take it really seriously. It's a core part of our identities. It's how we express ourselves. This is why it is so important to try and use the correct pronouns. Like, imagine this, you're a trans woman, just transitioned, and you finally feel like you found what sounds right for you, and then someone says, "Why aren't you a handsome young man?" Like, can you imagine how damaging that could be? So, yeah, here are three easy steps to address people and ways to use the right pronouns and not offend them. Okay, number one, introduce yourself with your name and pronouns like, "Hi, my name is Oliver and I use he, they pronouns," not that Oliver, so that the person you're speaking to sees that you are open to learning and you support them. Oh, and ask politely their pronouns too. So some ways you could say this are, "What are your pronouns?" if you're comfortable sharing, or "What are your pronouns?" or just doing what I said earlier, and it will prompt them to share their name and pronouns. Number two, if you mess up, correct yourself and apologize, move on, try to make sure it doesn't happen again. And a little tip, if someone uses they, them pronouns, just think of it as using she, her, or he, him pronouns, but with different words. I get that if you grew up with different grammar, it can be a little challenging at first, but if you keep trying, it becomes a habit, and then it's easy. Number three, ask questions if you're confused. All right. But make sure you ask in a way that shows you're just trying to educate yourself, and the person you're asking will most likely be happy to answer, like, "Hi, I'm a little confused about this, and I'm not trying to offend you. I just need to know so I can educate myself. So what does blah, blah, blah mean? What's a furry?" Okay, thank you.
All night. You just need to take several seats and then
and try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. My pronouns are she, he, they. I've been going to this church since I was 2. And my outlook on the world is that it's a beautiful, but also messed up place. I say this because I have faced many difficulties and problems just because people will judge others before they understand them. I have also seen people bullied for what they look like, who they are, and how they act. One thing I have faced that I'd like to share with you are my mental health issues, such as OCD, anxiety, ADHD, and depression. One problem I, and probably other children with OCD have, is people not understanding what it is. Most people think that OCD is a cleaning disorder, or that everything has to be perfect disorder. Those are types of OCD, but there are so many other types, like the one I have. For me, I must do things over and over again until it feels correct. Sometimes I have to do things over and over again in my mind until it's right, and I can't move until I get it right. I used to be really embarrassed by my OCD because of what I see online about it. It also makes me mad when I see some things like people saying they have OCD just because they like everything to be neat. And I've even been showed pictures of messy rooms and people asking me if it triggered me. I had to learn that it doesn't matter who you are and what your mind may make you do. You are whoever you want yourself to be, and you are as amazing as you are proud of who you are. My experience with ADHD is when you struggle very hard to focus in class, or you get so involved in things that you can't stop doing it, whatever you're doing. Or you just blank out in the middle of class and you can't get yourself to focus again. I have always had to deal with my ADHD because I've had it ever since I was born. I had always thought of it as just who I was until this year when I was put on ADHD medicine. It was amazing and great. I could finally focus in class. Also, one thing I would like to say to everyone with ADHD is that fighting it will make your life so much easier. And so if you do have ADHD, you should probably fight it. Yeah. Next, I want to talk about depression. For those who don't know much about depression, it's when you feel worse than sad. It feels horrible, and most of the time you want to die, and it's hard, but you have to just go through it, the pain. And if you do have depression, trust me, you do have something to live for, and trust me, you're amazing and great. Another experience I had with depression, which may relate to someone, is I had a teacher who was a great teacher, but she gave up in the middle of the year. Then it seemed like she started disliking certain kids, and I was one of them, sadly. She was really rude to me, and it made things very hard for me, and I struggled a lot and wanted to hurt myself many times. But I got through it, and so will you if you're suffering. Another thing I struggled with was anxiety. It is like how depression is worse than being sad. Anxiety is something worse than just feeling scared. It feels like something horrible is always about to happen, or that's how it was for me. But if you do have anxiety, I know how you feel scared. Still, it helps to focus on where you are and try to feel your feet on the ground and remember you are okay. I'd also like to share with you a technique I learned when I feel stressed or scared. Try to find 5 things you can touch, 5 things you can see, 5 things you can hear, and 5 things you can taste. Things would be a lot easier if people understood the importance of mental health. I hope I've helped you understand. Thank you.
My name is Kai. My pronouns are she, her. I've been going to this church for about 6 years, and I'm going to talk about how bullying can affect mental health. Bullying is different nowadays, and nobody gets it. It used to be calling people names, making fun of their clothes, and making fun of their looks. It's changed these days. People manipulate you, there's texting now, and so many chances to spread lies and rumors. In my personal experience, it will usually start as a friend fight. Then kids text you and spread rumors. They say, oh, we want to stop bullying. They're the ones hurting me by spreading rumors and lying. You can't do anything because if you tell someone, they say it's typical middle school, or I can't do anything, it's over text. You wonder why you are so upset. You try to tell them, but they never believe you until you're on the floor crying because your parents found everything. Are you sure, they say? This is serious stuff and you can't joke about it. I wasn't joking. They drag you to the ER where you have to wait for hours to see someone, and when you do, they ship you off to the psychiatric hospital, which feels like jail. You get pumped full of drugs and yelled at, you're faking it, and stop crying, you're being too loud. They wonder why you always end up back there again. When you get back, you're suddenly fine and have no issues. You are happy for about a week, and then the swallowing feeling comes back. Everyone always asks, are you okay? I reply, yeah, I'm fine. If I tell them how I really feel, it's back to screaming and medicine. They always say, why didn't you tell us? I think you should have noticed me. Always in my room with my door locked. The doctors will say, you're not stressed. From my point of view, stress is that swallowing feeling that pulls you into the darkness of your brain. It feels like someone is squeezing you until you can't breathe anymore. It is so exhausting having to put on a show every day. It's like acting in a movie without being paid. I say that mental health needs to be taken more seriously, even for small disorders. You know how all the parents are always telling their kids, get off that phone. They have no idea. Sometimes listening to music or watching TikTok can be the only escape from reality where you feel calm and relaxed. Thank you.
Hiya, what's up, everybody? My name is Beckett Quinn. My pronouns are he, him, and I have been going to UUCC for 3 years, but a year and a half of it was virtual. For my contribution to today's service, I will be giving my reflection on slang. Some of you might be wondering why this is important. Well, what if you were at your child or grandchild's birthday party and you barely understood what they were talking about with their friends? What if you're trying to have a conversation about what your kids did at school today and they're using unfamiliar words and you can't understand them as they tell you about math class? I'm telling you this so you can understand people who you love when they use slang. To some youth, slang isn't really slang. It's just different synonyms that are new. Today, I will be telling you the meanings of some common slang terms I find in my everyday life. I'm not telling you that you have to use these words, but I hope that with this information, you will be able to understand when someone uses these words. L. L is pretty simple. It's short for loser. It is most commonly used after someone messes up. Common phrase, take the L. Cap. Cap usually means a lie or something false. A common phrase, that's cap. This phrase might be used after someone says something unrealistic. Sus. Sus is short for suspicious and is sometimes used as a synonym for weird. A common phrase, that's sus. This phrase might be used after someone says or does something gross. Bet. Bet is short for you bet and is usually used on its own. It might be used after someone invites someone else somewhere or if something happens that is really good. Bro. Bro usually means a comrade or a friend. Bro isn't all that new. It is also sometimes used as an exclamatory phrase. Someone could say, bro, how's it going? Bro, my day was horrible. Even just saying bro has a meaning of its own. Yo. Yo has many meanings. It can be a greeting, an interjection, a way to catch someone's attention, a way to express excitement, or as a sign of recognition or familiarity. Someone might say, yo, he's back, or yo, what's up, or just yo. Some people think that slang is wrong, unhealthy, rude, and unacceptable. I'm not telling those people that they're wrong, but slang has always been around. Pretty much every generation has had slang terms. These terms either died out or became part of the English language. An example of this is dude. So slang isn't anything new. It's actually pretty normal. That's it from me. I hope that most of you learned something new from my reflection and that it will help you interact with people around my age. Bye.
Would like to start with a couple of announcements I've been asked to bring up. Credo, a personal spiritual journey today at 11:15 in the Bernstein Room. Beth Mussey will be today's presenter. The interim transition team for parents is hosting a series of small group discussions to hear from the congregation about your priorities and visions as we begin to work to find our next settled minister. This will be in the Sigis room downstairs. Would you please join me in a time of contemplation or prayer? I invite you to breathe deeply. Be present in the spirit of life which is in us and through us and around us, to those human connections that give us strength when we struggle and celebrate when we are joyful. The gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experiences that make each of us who we are. We hold with love, Betty Putnam Lowry, as she mourns the loss of her partner, Dick Van Dyne. During the offering, all will have a chance to light a candle in the stands before us to mark a special occasion, intention, or to honor a loved one. And now please join me in a moment of silence as we honor all of the concerns shared today and those that remain in our hearts.
Good morning. My name is Connor. I have a poem for this morning's meditation. I wrote it using ChatGPT. Just so you know, ChatGPT is a program that uses artificial intelligence to create original content using input from the user. You may close your eyes if you'd like. We come in different shapes, colors, and size, with our own little quirks and our own little lives. But it doesn't matter if we're big or small, for acceptance is the key to stand tall. So let's embrace each other with open arms and hearts and love the differences that set us all apart. For in this world, we all have a place where we're accepted with a smiling face. May it be so.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Van Flea and my pronouns are he, him. I've been a member of the UUCC since I was 2 weeks old. This church means a lot to me and to all of us. I think this is because it's a safe place and I can hang out with people that I trust. My favorite activities this year have been youth group and making pancakes for the congregation. In elementary Sunday classes, I like this windows and mirror projects because you see others or your own inner self. All these experiences are possible because of the generous support of the congregation. Donations fund youth programming and all educational opportunities at the UUCC. We may now give and receive the offering. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jacob Whitfield, and my pronouns are he, him. I've been a member of this community for over 10 years now. I'd like to thank everyone for supporting the UUCC Youth Program. I hope you learned a lot about our perspectives of the young, as the world as young people. I'll leave you with the lyrics from One Day by Modest Yahoo. One day, this will all change. Treat people the same. Stop with the violence. Down with the hate. One day, we'll all be free and proud to be under the same sun, sing songs of freedom. Please be seated for the closing words.
Thank you.